So I don't know. Help me out here. Is this a cry for help?
Debate me on AA right now. I have a disease, and I cured it with my brain, with my mind. I'm cured. I'm done.
That's Charlie Sheen, of course, ousted from CBS's 2.5 Men series for talking publicly. Does he ever shut up?
I had to unload 22 years of fiction.
What kind of fiction?
The fiction of AA. It's a silly book written by a broken-down fool who was a plagiarist. And they think it's a one-size-fits-all, but it didn't fit me, and I just got tired of subscribing to something with a 5% success rate.
The Charlie Sheen Show, if you watch CNN or the various interviews that he's done on TMZ, may get bigger ratings than his CBS program, but are psychologists concerned that Sheen's comments and his comments about AA and alcoholism and just his very public portrayal and the media's interest in his sort of public shenanigans actually sets back the process of addiction rehab in the United States? Joining us is Dr. Harris Streitner, Regional Clinic Vice President of the Karen Treatment Center and Vice Chairman of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you make of all this? In 8 hours, Charlie Sheen attracted 600,000 followers on Twitter, helped by endorsements from celebrities, including rapper P. Diddy, boxer Floyd Mayweather. In his first tweet, Sheen wrote, "Winning, choose your vice." The media, of course, and I guess we're just as complicit as anyone else, is a co-conspirator in all this. What do you say when you see Charlie Sheen looking pretty darn good on Piers Morgan on CNN talking about, hey, there's no problem with me?
Well, I think in Mr. Sheen's case, and again, I don't treat him, nor do I represent AA, but I think in his case, it's two sides of a coin. In some ways, people look at him and they see clips of him when he was involved in rehabs and he was involved in self-help like AA. And he looked a heck of a lot better. And in other clips, they hear him talking. And instead of realizing that these are defense mechanisms like denial and projection and rationalization, they say, well, okay, these are the types of people who get involved in self-help programs. And I think that's where the danger lies. I also think it lies with youngsters who look at him the same way they may have looked at Jack Kerouac and thought, you know, what a rebel, on the road, great book, and not ever bothered to find out that at 47 years old, he died of alcoholism in his mother's apartment in Rego Park.
Psychologically, Dr. Harris-Streitner, do people look at Charlie Sheen's sort of defiance against CBS and the various forces that he says are trying to bring him down? It's not about drugs, he says. Can they turn that sort of confrontation with his own celebrity into a defiance of family, of mothers, of spouses, of people who are trying to intervene and get people help?
Well, I think that certainly can happen. You know, TV and the media is a very powerful weapon and can be seen as a weapon or it can be seen as a very positive influence. And the fact that so many hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of Americans are interested in this story, it's a lead story before Muammar Gaddafi and on certain TV stations, speaks to the fact that Charlie Sheen is getting a lot of attention. Is it because we're watching, and I hate to say this as a doctor, a train wreck, or is it because we're just fascinated by, you know, somebody who's self-destructing, and on some level we all identify with that pull towards thanatos, pull towards death, because as his father said, alcoholism is a disease. It's primary, progressive, chronic, and if not treated, fatal. And an alcoholic individual in my 30-some-odd years working in this field ends up one of three ways. They either end up in recovery, they end up dead, or they end up in jail. And, you know, the story hasn't, the final chapter hasn't been written for Mr. Sheen, but I will tell you that I would think most of the people who are in recovery would pray for him and hope that that he does reconnect with recovery, and more importantly, with sobriety. This is a family disease. He's affecting his children, whether they're little young children.
Hey, wait a minute, doctor. Here's a tweet from him. My sons are fine. My path is now clear. Defeat is not an option.
Well, looking at a model, and we know from Albert Bandura that modeling is very important. I don't think his family's going to be fine. I don't think when you bust up a hotel room because you're ill, I'm assuming he's ill, and your kids are across the hallway, that that's fine. I don't think when we keep getting reports that he's been violent with women, that that's a good role model for a family.
You know, you really nailed it a moment ago, Dr. Harris-Straightener. You mentioned Gaddafi and Charlie Sheen in the same sentence, and my first impression was, why would Charlie Sheen lead the news over Gaddafi? But you make a bigger point, and that is denial sells in the media. That's the bigger point. That's the meta. Here's someone who's denying what's going on in reality in Libya, and another person denying a reality of what's going on in his own life.
There's no question about it. But, you know, again, it's like if you're going north on the parkway and there's an accident going south, everybody slows down to look. And maybe Americans are frightened after 9/11 by what's gone on in the Middle East and et cetera. And so they want to focus on something that they may view as more benign, like Charlie Sheen. And it goes back to the old Hollywood days where we love scandal.
Well, do you have a comment on Charlie Sheen? Does it mean anything to you? Should we ignore it? Should we embrace it? Should we put it in the same category as Muammar Gaddafi, or is it something completely different? You can go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and leave a comment. We'll share it with you later on in the hour. Or just tell us your story and your reaction, and hey, you can be mad at me if you want. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Final thought, Doctor?
Just I wish him the best. He has a disease, and he needs treatment.
And for now, his treatment in front of all of us is getting very, very high ratings. We're talking about Charlie Sheen with Dr. Harris-Straightener, regional clinical vice president of the Karen Treatment Center and vice chairman of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. Doc, thanks so much.
My pleasure.